President Bush will probably find a supportive crowd in the controlled environment of the Fort Bragg military base, but just outside its gates, in and around the city of Fayetteville, the president's speech may not be universally applauded. North Carolina Public Radio's Rusty Jacobs reports.
The Waffle House on Bragg Boulevard gets a steady stream of military customers, paunchy veterans in shorts, cool, quiet Special Forces soldiers, and Army grunts in uniform. In the parking lot outside the restaurant, Carmen Pugh adjusts her red beret. The 25-year-old soldier has striking blue eyes and freckles that match her desert fatigues. Pugh just got back from a year-long deployment in Iraq.
I have three children under three, and because I was deployed so long, my sons don't know me. My sons were 4 months old when I left, and I was gone for a year. I have twin boys and I have a daughter. My daughter knows who I am. My sons don't know who I am.
Pugh's children are with their grandmother in Mississippi. Pugh won't get to see them until she goes on leave in a couple of weeks. The recently returned soldier didn't even know the president was going to be here, and she doesn't seem too impressed when she finds out he will. Pugh says she hopes the president offers some details about when and how the U.S. will withdraw from Iraq.
Because a lot of the stuff we've heard so far is real vague. He's not really giving us any real guidelines as to what he's going to do. So hopefully something just more detailed. Because I feel we have a lot of soldiers dying for absolutely nothing.
Specialist Charlotte Brown feels the same way. Brown's also a single mom.
Why are we even over there? Those people who are doing their thing over there, they don't want us there. Why we just can't stay at home and be with our people and take care of home first? We don't even take care of what's going on here stateside before we go and worry about somebody else's house.
Several miles up the road from the Waffle House, you get to Fort Bragg Stryker Golf Course. It's a sunny day. Tired golfers are resting on the shaded porch. 71-year-old Hoot Gibson just finished a round and says he shot a 90. From the women's tees, he adds with a throaty laugh. Gibson served in the military for 30 years, most of them with Special Forces. The combat veteran says he hopes the president stays the course in Iraq.
What I want to hear him say is that he's not going to change anything, that he's going to keep on going until they win it and get out of there then. I don't want to hear any major policy changes. I like the policy the way it is. My only regret is that I'm too old to go over there too.
Even if you live here and you're not active military or a veteran, chances are you know somebody who is. You can count Meredith Steele among those residents.
Just last week, I had someone who was painting in my house, and she had to leave. Her husband's Special Forces unit had two deaths. And you know, it's a tough reality that we face, even if it's not someone that we personally know. We still hear the stories. You know, there's four children, you know, left behind, and there's a lady who just moved here who has an empty home. She's sitting in an empty home with four children, and her husband's gone.
Steele says she doubts the president will be able to deliver the message she really wants to hear, that the war's coming to an end. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Fayetteville, North Carolina.